This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl
and Chris,
and you can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out why I had such a hard time remembering the number. And but you know what? There have been times when I have given someone my telephone number and just forgot where I was in the numbers.
It happens.
Like, wait, did I just give you the area code, or where was I there? We've been talking about Donald Trump and his apparent change of heart here in regards to meeting with protesting professional athletes, specifically ones from the National Football League that have been taking knees during the playing of the national anthem and who in the coming year will likely wind up be sitting in the locker room, something that Trump is not a fan of. He says that players should not be allowed to remain in the locker room during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. He also says that they shouldn't be allowed to take a knee or to sit. But if you're going to do one of those two things, then, well, put up or shut up. Give me a list of people that have been unfairly treated, since that's apparently why you're protesting. So come on, give me some names. Oh, you didn't give me a name fast enough. See, you're not serious.
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know what Donald is going to do with these
people, but we can speculate.
Well, he's had a fairly good run of pardoning celebrities and people with celebrity status. And
yep.
And don't forget Scooter Libby. Everybody forgot Scooter Libby, all right.
Yeah, I was hoping that we could forget Scooter Libby.
But he got a pardon. Scooter got pardoned by the president. So Scooter Libby worked for Dick Cheney.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think Dick Cheney during Bush's presidency and was accused of some malfeasance and did some time. But Trump felt obligated to pardon Scooter.
Former advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney from 2001 to 2005. And, yep, he wound up getting himself a pardon.
Yeah, so it's not always what you know, but sometimes it's who you know.
Right, and Trump has said that he's floated the idea of a posthumous pardon for boxing great Muhammad Ali.
He made big news, and he was very proud of this, you know, this idea that he would pardon, you know, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, who...
He told us that he was the greatest when he knocked out Sonny Liston.
Right, but the problem is he was already exonerated by the Supreme Court, so Muhammad Ali, you know, when he passed away, was... basically free and clear of any charges stemming from his refusal to go fight in Vietnam.
Right. So let's continue with the article here where it says last year Trump suggested to NFL owners that they get the SOBs off the field right now and fire the players who were not standing during the national anthem. Again, claiming that it was because they're unpatriotic and being disrespectful to the military.
Yeah, and this has been the biggest frustration with me. And as a libertarian, we're used to our words being twisted
right.
Other directions, and we don't like to see it happen to other people. But, you know, Colin Kaepernick was very clear. He says, I'm doing this because... There are a lot of people who are being mistreated by police. A lot of those people are black. It's a lot of miscarriage of justice, and our justice system does not always stand up for them. And you had other NFL players and other sports, other famous athletes who sort of jumped onto that that message. And
right, and you know, this seems to be something, and I know that it's not just me that sees this, and I don't remember when it really started. The whole thing of when somebody says, I don't like X, oh, so therefore A? Well,
right.
No, like there's a bunch of other letters.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a false argument.
I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. Also, you like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. No, like there's a bunch of other options.
Yeah, yeah. And because, you know, if people feel obligated or feel so moved to not stand during the national anthem, how am I to know what their reasoning is? But I do know this, that, you know, for people that aren't under some employment contract, like they may be inside the NFL or in other sports leagues, you have a freedom to not do that.
So there are people that claim that athletes in the NFL were required to stand. That is not now nor never been in
correct.
The player's manual. It said that players should be on the field, or rather must be on the field, and should stand. Those are two different words.
Right.
Must means it is a requirement.
Sure.
Should means we strongly encourage you to.
Right. And that wasn't what I was saying when I made that statement. I'm just saying.
Right, but that there are people that say, oh, well, see, it's in their employment contract that they have to, and so therefore they should be fired. Well, no, it was not in their contract.
All I'm saying is, if you do have a contract and you agree to do X, Y, and Z, if you fail to do X, Y, and Z, then your employer has every right to dismiss you.
Right.
That's okay. So like I've always said through this entire thing, if the NFL feels so moved, if they want to renegotiate contracts with God knows how many players and cheerleaders and everything else involved, to make that a requirement, feel free.
So the cheerleaders are not covered under the NFL players' collective bargaining agreement. Cheerleaders are volunteers.
I get it, but I'm saying as an employer, they can write their contract however they want, and every free person has the right to either accept those terms or say, you know what, I'm not interested in playing.
As part of the employment agreement with particular athletes, there's the players' union that,
right,
you know, they would do a collective bargaining instead of, no, you can't make the offensive lineman stand during the Pledge of Allegiance, but exempt the kicker.
Right, right.
So, you know, that would be handled under the players' union. But, you know, I do agree that if there's going to be a rule, but there's not a rule. Not now, nor has there ever been, but people want to say that there's a rule that's being violated. There's not a rule being violated.
Exactly. Last year, Trump suggested to NFL owners that they...
Yeah, you just read that.
Recently, the NFL implemented a new policy that teams could choose to require athletes... Note the word there. That teams could choose to require athletes in their arenas to stand during the playing of the anthem. It also gave players the option of remaining off the field in the locker rooms during the playing of the anthem if they chose not to stand for it. A month after the league's announcement of the new policy, which Trump supports, the president canceled a visit from the Philadelphia Eagles to celebrate their Super Bowl win at the White House, instead hosting a celebration of the national anthem.
Right, and there were quotes from several players to where Trump wound up making a lot of really strange claims, and
right,
several players were like, yeah, that's not why anybody said they weren't going. They just didn't want to go.
Right, and some people were like, literally, I read one player who said, I've had a vacation scheduled for, like, you know, 3 months with my family, and I'd like to go to the White House on all, but that wasn't going to happen. So
yeah,
he made a big to-do out of that.
Oh, and they actually include part of the statement.
Yep. In a statement, Trump said the Eagles, quote, disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, unquote. And that is demonstrated to be completely false, and you're trying to make this an issue of nationalism, and that's what bothers me.
Right.
Nationalism is what was practiced very well by the Nazis in World War II. It was practiced very well by the U.S. and the Germans, both on both sides in World War I, and it has been a...
China, yeah. North Korea.
North Korea, great examples. The idea that one most put the nation, this group of, this political entity above everything else in your life, I don't agree with. And I believe personally that to ask someone to place a flag over their God is immoral.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Profitable. Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And want to make sure that you know about a website that you can go to get all kinds of news about, well, Bitcoin and other crypto cryptocurrencies, and that would be news.bitcoin.com. Headline from just a couple of hours ago, Putin says cryptocurrency has its place. No state can have its own cryptocurrency, which seems to be sort of a different sort of statement from Putin, since there were previously reports that Russia was going to issue its own cryptocurrency, the crypto ruble.
Right.
So you can read that and much more. Again, it's not just Bitcoin news. It's all kinds of crypto news there at news.bitcoin.com. Still more from this article from CNN about Donald Trump's apparent change of heart of no longer wanting to deport athletes that don't stand for the national anthem and show what he deems to be the proper amount of patriotism. Now he wants to wind up meeting with them and getting list of people that might need to be pardoned. Again, we'll get back into that. But first to the Skype where we've got Neil calling in. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, guys. Nice to talk to you again. I don't always agree with you, and I guess this is one of those times.
Fair enough.
All right, go ahead.
When it comes to the athletes taking the knee during the national anthem, in my patriotic opinion, that is no time for them to do that. If they want to protest, if they got a big enough name that they can go out there and get public attention on their own and do this on their own time, fine. But do not be using the national television and the NFL to get their word out there. They're at work. They should be held to a higher standard.
It's interesting. So can I ask a personal question, Neil? Because
you can ask me anything you want to, buddy.
No problem. Do you stand up when they play the national anthem during games on TV?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I watch a live stream on Facebook Monday through Friday. The guy's name is Chris Logan, Mr. Brutally Honest, and one of the first things he does when he starts out is him and his wife stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I stand up and say that right along with him, too.
Interesting.
Support this country, you should get the hell out of this country.
So, kind of the love it or leave it, we're supposed to...
Neil, let me ask this question. Who gets to determine what sufficiently loving the country is?
You know, if you're out there waving a flag from another country, and if you...
That's not what any of these players are doing.
Right.
Nobody if you're disrespecting our flag and the national...
Also not what they're doing.
Well, that's what they say, but the national anthem is not...
Hold on. Let Neil finish. I want to hear this part. Go ahead. The national anthem is not about what?
It's not about cops beating blacks or people beating blacks. The national anthem is about what the national anthem is.
Which?
If they want to protest about cops beating up black people or all this other stuff going on, then get their own platform about that. But when it comes to the national anthem, it's not time to get out there and get on your knees. Respect the people that died for our rights.
Okay, would you also say that the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance and all these other things are to remind us of the importance of our system of government, to remind us of our Constitution and the rights that are protected by it?
Yes, sir, I would.
There we go.
And that includes the freedom of speech and the freedom not to speak.
Right.
So, Neil, let me ask this question. I go to the New Hampshire State House a good bit, and a lot of the committee hearings will begin with saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and I sit quietly when other people recite their pledge. Should I be deported, and if so, to where?
Are you saying when they do the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't stand in respect for it?
I do not stand, and I don't recite it.
Well, you
should I be deported?
I'm not saying you should be deported, but I'm saying...
Hold on, but you said earlier that people should be deported. Now you're saying that Daryl Perry should not be deported?
Well, I did ask you that before, and I said you subscribe to the love it or leave it. that if we don't sufficiently love our country and demonstrate it, regardless of whether we love it, if we don't demonstrate it in a way that makes you happy, we should leave it.
Well, okay, I did say yes.
So where should I go?
No, that's okay. Let's let him. I love this conversation, so please continue.
I mean, if you don't love it, yeah, you should. I do not support anybody that does not respect our country. Okay. If you don't love this country, you should not be in this country. But I'm not saying you should be deported.
Okay.
I don't respect them.
I shouldn't be here, but I shouldn't be deported either. So does that mean that I should become a stateless human?
I'm not saying that the government should strip you of your citizenship and deport you.
Okay.
But in some cases, I wish we could do that.
Everybody would find that convenient. I want to tell you how much I love the people of this country, that I am willing to stand up to people who say that you must do things in the view of nationalism, and you must do things that may offend your personal beliefs, and you must do things that may even violate your religion because the state requires a certain level of servitude from you. I believe that to be an American is to stand up against crap like that and say, no, if that person wishes to use his soapbox to profess something that is completely unpopular in face of humility, then that is that person's absolute constitutionally protected right to do it. In other words, put the Constitution over everything else. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the NFL now?
In this particular example, yes.
Well, I agree that they have the right to do whatever they want to do, but not while they're at work and not while they're on national television at work and using that platform and those television networks to get their message across. Do it on their own and see if they can get the cameras on themselves then.
I understand.
But hold on, they shouldn't do it in front of a camera, so if they do it somewhere where there's not a camera, then that would be fine with you as long as there are no cameras? Or just not on a Sunday?
If they're not popular enough to get the network television cameras on them on their off time from work, then screw them.
But you said that they should not be able to do it in front of a camera. You're contradicting yourself, Neil.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
They should not be doing it at work.
I got one more question for you, and then I'm done, and you and Daryl can talk. You feel that this is the right thing for people to do, that they should stand for the national anthem, that they should be respectful when it's being played, and if they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, they should do that. Can you describe to me why, for the previous 40 or 50 years of the NFL's history, there was nothing about this?
Hold on, Neil. We'll give you time to think about it.
Yeah.
And if you know, or if you've got thoughts on what should happen to people that don't stand, should we be executed? Should we be deported? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump took part in the official G7 summit welcoming ceremony. Before leaving for the summit, the president did a little Q&A with reporters and was asked about Melania Trump.
First lady is great, right there. She has to, and she wanted to go. Can't fly for 1 month.
A former top security officer for the Senate Intelligence Committee was arrested yesterday and charged with lying about leaks of classified information. Congressman Steve Russell was on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what it means for us to have a free press.
It's a trust. It's a trust between the people that we draw our power to consent. We have our power from the consent of the people. Can they trust us with detailed information? So I think what you have here is a clear warning shot across the bow that if you are violating that trust, you will have consequences.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And maybe you want to interact, but you don't want to call in. Well, you can interact on the forums. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com, and there's a lot of different sub-forums on there where, again, you can interact with other listeners, you can interact with some hosts, and post on a variety of things. And, again, it's a forum, like, you know, the old-school forums, but with newer software that makes it a lot better. And it's a lot better than, say, Facebook or Twitter. Forum.freetalklive.com. We've got Neil calling in on Skype, and Chris, you had asked a question towards the end of the final segment.
Yeah.
Re-ask the question, and then we'll bring Neil back on so he can answer.
Yeah, and we have been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and whether it should be, you know, whether players must stand during it. And my question to Neil was, what did NFL players do before the DOD contract required them to stand before 2009? So, you know, from the beginning of the NFL until 2009, they were to remain in the locker room. They were not required to stand alongside the field. So we've got 50 plus years of what apparently is non-patriotic activity going on. So what did they do before 2009?
Am I on?
Yep, you're on.
I don't believe that before 2009 that was even an issue. Nobody took this stuff to the NFL TV and tried to get their message out there on the NFL's dime. I never heard about it.
Nobody really ever heard of it because nobody was making a big deal out of it. The Star Spangled Banner would play, the national anthem would play, and then afterwards, the players would rush out onto the field. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for your local sports team, and everybody would cheer.
Yay!
So here we have this going on for 50 years? How long has the NFL been around?
A lot longer than 50 years. It's coming up on close to 100.
Yeah, but what has been different is a lot of people putting a lot of emphasis on the idea of nationalism.
Mandatory patriotism.
Yeah, and I don't like to see people fall into that trap. It's not whether you agree or disagree. I'm just saying, if you look at a history of a 100-plus-year-old organization where this was never done, and now people are getting apoplectic at the idea that people don't stand. And, Neil, you were getting apoplectic. You're like, even when it plays on TV, I stand for the national anthem. You know?
I love my country, and I can't help it.
I don't doubt you do. I don't doubt you do.
People have died protecting our country. I have relatives that died on Iwo Jima in Vietnam.
I lost an uncle on D-Day, on Normandy. Yeah.
Protecting our rights. And seeing what's going on these days, like that crowd of David Hogg and his little minions out there protesting to take our rights away, that really upsets me.
And I'm right there with you. I'm completely there with you. But what I won't do is deny a little tool, a little moron like David Hogg, his constitutionally protected right to free speech. That even that little moron gets to stand up. He gets to.
He's got his right, but what's pissing me off is Soros putting millions of dollars behind him and supporting him to try to disarm my country, and that really pisses me off, man.
I understand.
Neil, thank you for
the call,
and try getting a better connection. There was a lot of static on that connection. Generally, Skype
is usually
better,
pretty good.
But I don't know. I guess if you use a tin can to connect to the internet, I don't really know. Let's go to the phones where we've got Mark calling in from Laughlin, Nevada. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Daryl and Chris, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, are you guys veterans?
I am. I don't believe Daryl is.
No, I'm a conscientious objector.
Are you the one that was in prison?
No, neither of us. I think you're referring to
neither.
Mark.
You're okay. Yeah. Maybe it was the other guy that's not in the show tonight.
I may have been once taken into custody for. Let me think. What was the charge? Crawling with intent to walk. I think that was the charge. But go ahead with your call.
Crawling. So you were under the influence?
I think I may have been. At least that's what the officer was saying after
I spilled
the beer on his car. Yeah, go ahead.
So, do you guys honor this flag?
In what way?
In what way? The national anthem. Do you believe in kneeling at a freaking NFL game?
Well, I believe in the right of every U.S. citizen to determine what level of patriotism, if any, they wish to exhibit. I believe that that's protected by our Constitution, and that's what I respect above anything else. So, personally,
okay, so
do I take... Go ahead.
I'm a veteran. I served for 6 years.
Me too.
And I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I did not serve for 6 years. I served for 4 years. But go ahead with your story.
Okay, thank you for your service, too.
Likewise.
Thank you for your service also.
Okay.
Continue with your thought, Mark.
Yeah.
I believe the people that don't honor our flag or stand at the national anthem with their hand on their heart should get the hell out and go to frickin' Canada or Venezuela.
Okay.
Are you going to use, like, the immigration services to remove me from this country?
I don't care about that. No. If they're illegals, they're illegals.
How about if they're not illegal, they're just U.S. citizens that don't feel compelled to put their hand over their heart or stand up during the national anthem? Or
if
perhaps
they do or don't.
Well, let me give you another example. Let's say that they are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, screw them. I've had them come with a high tower to my front door, too.
So they should be deported out of this country to some place they've never been before?
Yeah. So what are you trying to say?
You said that anybody that doesn't stand for the national anthem or say the Pledge of Allegiance should be sent to Canada or Venezuela, and we're asking about people that were born and raised in the United States that for various reasons don't stand for the national anthem or Pledge of Allegiance.
Well,
do you believe that they should be deported to a country that they've never been to?
Do they have visas?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a hypothetical question.
You're the one advocating that people be sent to other countries.
Well, you know, they should be proud to be here in the first place because it was better where they came from.
I was born and raised in Alabama. I don't stand during the Pledge of Allegiance. Should I be sent to a country that I've never been to?
A country? Now you're twisting this. No.
Canada and Venezuela are countries.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm told that I am.
Okay, well, why would you say something like that?
Well, because there is no requirement for citizen. And I'm a veteran, and I am a citizen, and I absolutely respect anybody's rights under the Constitution. And if you are a veteran, you took an oath to uphold, to defend, and protect the Constitution of the United States. And part of that Constitution is the First Amendment, which allows things like the KKK to march and to say hateful things. And it allows for people to not use their voice as a form of protest. Yes, it does.
That's an arrogant question. The KKK, are you kidding? I think we should kill them.
Okay, well, then you don't really, it doesn't sound like you have much faith in the Constitution, despite describing yourself.
I served our country for 6 freaking years.
Yeah,
yes, Martin, I do.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where should I be deported to? This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about Donald Trump's apparent change of heart to where he now says that he's willing to meet with athletes that are either taking a knee or sitting during the playing of the national anthem. We'll get back into that. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Now, in a somewhat sports-related thing, I will be running the New York City Marathon this November, and I'll be doing so as part of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA in our relentless pursuit of justice. The Innocence Project litigated for nearly 6 years just to get court permission to do DNA testing in his case. He had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. And sadly, Tony's case is not unique. There have now been 356 people exonerated because of DNA evidence. The Innocence Project has helped with nearly 200 of those cases. And in total, of those 356 DNA exonerees, they were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years combined. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Yes, and we have been talking about this CNN Politics story titled Trump Will Ask Athletes Who Kneel During the Anthem to Recommend People for Pardoning, and the president had kind of waffled back and forth whether, you know, he would say this, and then he would say, and while I'm at it, any athletes that don't stand, don't love our country, and they should just leave. On Friday, Trump said he won't ask basketball stars LeBron James or Stephen Curry or the respective teams, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, to the White House after the NBA Finals. We have tip-off time for tonight's game starting
9 o'clock with the Golden State Warriors, a 3-0 lead.
Wow.
And they're playing in Cleveland, so there's speculation that this could be LeBron James' last game in Cleveland as a Cavalier.
Interesting. Quote, I didn't invite LeBron James and I didn't invite Stephen Curry. We're not going to invite either team, but we have other teams that are coming. James, who has called the president, quote, a bum in the past, said Tuesday, no matter who wins this series, no one wants the invite, which Curry agreed with. Trump has rescinded the Warriors' invitation to celebrate their 2017 championship win after Curry was critical of Trump. But Trump boasted Friday of the other winning teams he's welcomed to the White House in the past, including the New England Patriots. He is friendly with the team's owner, Robert Kraft, and quarterback Tom Brady.
Right, so basically he invited his buddies.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, come check out my really cool crib.
Quote, I think we'll have the Caps. We'll see. Unquote.
That would be the Washington Capitals hockey team that just wound up beating the expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights.
They did, Trump said, referring to the Washington Capitals, which clinched the Stanley Cup Thursday night.
Lord Stanley's Cup. Now, see, I'm surprised he's inviting them because they have a trophy that is named after some British royalty, Lord Stanley.
But not Lord Stanley didn't burn down the White House, Daryl.
Not personally.
Right, so there you go. The president explained, quote...
Or maybe he did, I don't know.
The president explained, quote, my attitude, if they want to be here, it's the greatest place on earth, I'm here. If they don't want to be here, I don't want them, unquote.
And you're right, he did not burn down the White House because he was not serving in the Army during the War of 1812. Lord Stanley served from 1862 to 1865. He was the 16th Earl of Derby.
Ah, the Earl of Derby. That just sounds like fun. And I always thought the greatest place on earth was Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, but I guess it depends on where you live. And maybe if you live in the White House, you feel that that is the greatest place on earth. I personally think of it as public housing.
Right. It is public housing. But if you go back and reread his statement of why he thinks it's the greatest place on earth.
I didn't. Go ahead.
He says, my attitude, if they want to be here, it's the greatest place on earth. I'm here.
Ah, there
we go. It's only the greatest place because he's there. When he wasn't living there, it wasn't the greatest place. Trump Tower was.
Yeah.
Man is an egomaniac.
Well, and to me, it brings up this, and I spent an awfully long time as a neocon. I was very much a strong conservative, and I'm talking since Reagan. I've always been a conservative because I believe that the best defense against socialism and the peril that it put our system of government in was socialism and communism. But now I realize that, you know, when we put symbols and ideas like this ahead of our Constitution and the ideas that are protected there within, that's just as bad as communism. And I apologize if anybody's offended by that. But really, for those of you who are in the military or have been in the military, you took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And that means even those parts that you may not like when they're used inconveniently against you, in ways that you don't appreciate. You know, so for me, you know, I don't like to listen to the Ku Klux Klan given speeches in the center of some park in some big town. But I know, and I don't like the Westboro Baptist Church.
Right.
I find them despicable, but they have this constitutionally protected right to do what they're doing. And that is a bigger idea than a flag. And it's a bigger idea than these petty assertions of nationalism and folks, you're being duped.
Right.
I mean, these are the same tricks that were used by dictator after dictator to make you put your country and your politicians over what is important to you. What should be important to you is what made this country the country it is.
Right. And one thing that annoys me, and it's been, you know, going on for a couple of years, more so like the last 18 months, the people that have been having these supposed free speech rallies where it's basically they only want freedom for the bigots to speak. They don't want freedom for everybody to speak. Well, then you're not actually advocating for free speech. If you're only advocating rights for yourself, you don't support rights.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the insanity of this. And it really bothers me. And it's interesting that I can have these conversations with, you know, folks, friends of mine from the military who get it. Now, they may still be diehard Republicans.
Right.
And they may, you know, they may never see a lot of issues the way I see them now as I've gotten older. But, you know, the one thing that I think a lot of them still get is the Constitution. You know, if you like it, you hate it, whatever, it laid down a set of defenses for people. It set down limits on our government. It is meant to protect you and everybody else, even those people you do not agree with. And that's pretty powerful.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to post this in the show prep group, Chris, so I'm just going to jump into it. We talked about this a while back, the social credit system in China.
Right.
And there's actually an update on this thing, where apparently, according to Business Insider, China's social credit system has blocked people from taking 11.14 million flights and 4.25 million high-speed train trips. The numbers from the end of April were included in a report by China's state-run outlet, the Global Times, but it's unclear what offenses those targeted in the travel ban may have committed. The social credit system, Chris, you've heard of this thing before, correct?
Yes, yes.
Can you explain it briefly? If not, I probably can.
Yeah, so the Chinese are implementing this idea of social credit, and different things would weigh into your score as a citizen. So, for example, your creditworthiness.
Sufficient patriotism?
Well, those are the things that they get into, but it starts off with basic things like, you know, your credit score and maybe how trustworthy have you ever had any felonies, and then it goes into your social media score and how patriotic are you and things like that. It's a very scary, scary thing.
Could this possibly come to America? Well, we'll talk about what's happening there in China. Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.